From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. The St. George metropolitan area has ranked among the fastest-growing regions in the country for decades. But as David Fox in our Southwest News Bureau reports, there are signs of a slowdown.
Everyone from gubernatorial candidates to local business leaders gathered in St. George last week for the area's annual economic summit. That's where Alicia Langston of the state's Department of Workforce Services delivered the news that the local economy is slowing down. That's based on the county's job growth rate in 2019, which, at 3%, is half of what it was the year before.
However, our slow job growth is everybody else's really fast job growth.
Langston says St. George is still adding jobs at a pace that doubles the national average, and that the main area where business is dropping off is construction. But according to Vardell Curtis, the CEO of the Washington County Board of Realtors, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
I think what we're actually seeing is the market adjusting itself, and that it's more of a tapping of the brakes than it is a crash.
Curtis says that periodic slowdowns are normal and healthy, as they can give the area's housing inventory a chance to catch up with demand. David Fox, KUER News.
Former Utah GOP chair and candidate for governor Thomas Wright has tapped Utah Congressman Rob Bishop as his running mate. Bishop says he had been considering running for governor himself, but opted to join Wright's ticket instead.
I have watched as he's been able to bring people together, has really creative and pragmatic solutions, but always based on the same conservative constitutional principles that I believe.
Wright is pitching himself as a political outsider with political connections, since he's never held elected office, but is involved with the Republican Party. He says Bishop has the political experience to help him accomplish his policy goals. Republican gubernatorial candidate and businessman Jeff Birmingham said in a statement, quote, "We need a governor who is politically unentangled." Democratic Representative Patrice Arendt announced today that she will not be seeking re-election. After nearly 20 years in office as both a Utah representative and senator, Arendt says she's stepping down to work more closely with community organizations. Though she was public about a cancer diagnosis last year, Arendt emphasized in today's press release that she is not stepping down for health reasons. Arendt is founder and co-chair of the legislature's Clean Air Caucus and co-chair of the House Ethics Committee. Today, activists gathered in front of Senator Mitt Romney's Salt Lake office to advocate for, in their words, a full and fair impeachment trial. Lori Woodward Garcia of the liberal advocacy group Move On called on Utah's Republican senators to remain impartial during the hearings.
There is no justice in a nation that looks the other way and ignores evidence.
Romney has said he's open to hearing from additional witnesses like former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Senators were sworn in today for the trial, which is set to begin on Tuesday. Salt Lake City's new program on food equity is calling for applicants to join its advisors. The Resident Food Equity Advisors program would look for ways to improve access to healthy foods in the city, particularly for vulnerable and marginalized communities. It's looking to form a 14 to 16 member advisor group that would offer monthly feedback on their experiences with food and food policy. The program hopes to hear from low-income individuals and those at risk for food insecurity. Building materials like concrete come with a high environmental cost. They can't be recycled, and they have a lot of carbon emissions. But researchers think some microscopic organisms could help. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Mix gelatin, sand, and certain bacteria, and what do you get? Some solid building materials with a low carbon footprint. Researchers from the University of Colorado and Montana State University found that microscopic organisms eat up carbon dioxide and create structures strong enough for people to stand on. Chelsea Heverin led that research and says it shows the possibility of mixing living things with buildings.
For the first time, we're starting to think that our building materials can do more for us. That if they are alive, they can mineralize for us on command, or maybe they can sense something about their environment.
And she says it can also repair itself under the right conditions. But to be fair, it could be years or even decades before we see these bacteria buildings materialize. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.